I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Researchers say that up to 3.5 million Iranians could die by late May when they expect the coronavirus epidemic to reach its peak. The outbreak is hampering efforts to release God's word in Iran, but leaders are searching for a workaround. Unfolding Words, David Reeves tells us.
I was on a call with our brothers from Iran. We were planning on getting together in Amsterdam as a launch meeting to begin this actual translation process for a gateway language resource. Because of the coronavirus issues and travel bans, we've had to cancel that meeting. And now we're trying to figure out a way we can do this via some video conferencing technology.
Pray that Unfolding Word and its partners will find ways to begin church-centric Bible translation work. And there's a little extra chaos and anxiety in many homes this week. The United States joined the ranks of nations closing schools, colleges, government offices, and businesses in a bid to prevent the spread of COVID-19. Parents are scrambling with what to do with their kids. Keys for Kids, Greg Gitter says, it's unprecedented.
There are a lot of kids and even parents today that are dealing with those fears and anxieties. And the question is, how do we handle that?
Spend some time in God's Word together, finding those answers and using Keys for Kids devotionals as one way. For other times when cabin fever strikes.
We've got a lot of activities for kids. It includes the coloring pages, four Keys for Kids stories, some journal activities about encouraging others, and then the prayer power page to let us know how we can be praying for you.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. We depend on our listeners and sponsors to keep MNN on the air. Every bit helps as we look at the headlines through the lens of the Great Commission. So would you consider giving today? Just look for the Support MNN tab at our website. Go to missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer. We'll be right back.